Hello?
Good evening. Is Hannah Lustig there?
Yes.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Wisconsin Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Vote for Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American,
white,
or black? Thank you. For statistical purposes, what is your age?
I am 26.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm liberal.
And should I record that as somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is making college more affordable.
Important.
And on a scale of 0 to 10, any number?
A 9. Is that, like, good? I can't remember what you said.
Yes, 10 is most important, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 is not at all important. Thank you. And the next one is protecting voting rights and democracy.
Important, I'd say a 10.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
An 8.
Improving K-12 education?
10.
Banning tobacco products for adults?
1.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I disapprove.
And is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Joe Biden.
60.
The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
An 80.
Democrats in Congress.
50.
Is that a 5-0 or 6-0?
It's a 5-0.
Thank you very much. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate once again on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number once again between 0 and 10. The first one is educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
A 10.
Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
8.
Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
6.
Authorizing prescription medication.
9.
Thank you very much. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I support.
And is that somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I support, I think.
And is that somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Harm.
And is that somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat more harm.
Thank you very much. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a priority? I'm sorry, it should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
I feel like there's other issues more important.
Thank you. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? And here we have two definitions. The first definition is harm reduction. Harm reduction is an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or the second definition is prohibition. It's an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. So which one do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on, harm reduction or prohibition?
The prohibition.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some of the things people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first situation is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that happening?
I'm not very concerned.
Thank you. The next one is more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind.
I'm very concerned.
Was that not very concerned or...
I am very confused.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. The next one is an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control.
I am not concerned.
Okay, and is that not very concerned or not at all concerned?
I'm not very concerned.
Thank you. Now, just a moment. Let me pass the... Just a moment. My computer decided to to act up on me.
Yeah.
And we're still at 54%, but we're almost there. There are some questions that are very, very fast, so.
Sounds good.
Let me just reopen over here. Sometimes it takes quite a while to load again.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. So I'm so sorry about that. So let's see. I guess we're going to have to do this one again. I'm so sorry about that. For the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales, you said? Very concerned.
I'm not very concerned.
Not very concerned. The next one was a more dangerous product flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind.
I'm very concerned.
And an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control.
I'm not very concerned.
Thank you very much. There we go. And now I'm going to read to you some statements, and we're about to finish with this one. These statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with a statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with a statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with a statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Now, the first statement is, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
A 9.
Thank you. The next statement is, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on the smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drugs, trades, are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed.
9.
Thank you. And the last statement is, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from.
A 9.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if it didn't, but we just need to make this battery of questions just to make sure where the scale stands. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I support.
And is that somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. And do you think, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I somewhat disagree.
that would be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Yeah, a little bit opposed.
Okay, thank you. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Harm.
And is that somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat more harm.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports this ban on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
It probably wouldn't have any impact.
Okay, thank you. Now, we're almost there, but first, I want to ask you, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Smokeless tobacco, such as Dip and Chew, yes or no?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Soda or soda pops?
Yes.
Heat not burn. No. Yeah?
It's not pop. No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
A wine?
No.
Beer?
No.
Coffee?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Nope.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Like the last year, like
The highest degree that you have received then?
Her bachelor.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
At the moment, low income.
Thank you. And are you or is any family member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
I'm in a suburban area.
Thank you. And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your patience and through the little hiccup over there.
No problem.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.